And the Greg Show. Welcome to the Greg Show. Won't you take me to your Greg? Greg! Ooh! I want to watch you, Greg!
From a desk in the Yay Network Studios, where an actual radio show happens. It's the Greg and Greg Show with Greg. And of course, Greg. Take it away, Gregs.
What's up? It's the Greg and Greg Show. I'm Greg Jake.
I'm Axl Rose.
I'm Ed Bradley.
I'm Steve Croft.
I'm Leslie Stahl.
I'm Scott Pelley.
I'm Morley Safer.
I'm Brian Fellow.
I'm Detective John Kimball.
I am Gordon Julio.
I am Professor Fate.
I am Captain Planet.
I am Morpheus.
I'm the bearded lady.
I'm Ron Burgundy.
I'm the leprechaun.
I'm Troy McClure.
I'm the dude.
I'm Spartacus.
I'm Casey Kasem.
I'm your worst nightmare.
I am Skeletor.
I'm Batman.
I am Jack's raging bile duct.
I'm the ghost with the most, babe.
I'm Rick James, bitch.
I'm your huckleberry.
I'm Captain Jack!
I'm Mike Wallace.
It's a good little montage there.
I enjoyed it immensely.
Yeah.
Thanks for checking in, Iron Man.
So it's Friday. And
it's Friday.
There's really not much happening around here.
No.
At all today.
Ghost town.
It's really quiet. And you and I have been sitting here taking quizzes.
Yep.
Why would we not?
Because they're available. And because human beings are narcissistic.
We figured out that I'm 75% Texan.
I am 28% Texan.
Mostly French.
Mostly French. My little avatar was a French man with a drawn-on mustache and soul patch, mm-hmm. with a beret and this black and white striped shirt.
And a baguette.
And probably red pants. We didn't get to see the red pants, but I'm sure they were there.
So that led to more quizzes, as in, how New York are you?
Which was a garbage quiz made by, like, a tween. But then we went to, what state should you live in?
We found out that you should live in
New York.
New York.
I'm a New Yorker.
Mine said I should live in L.A. I think that's just because I like to be around creative people, and I said the beach.
Hmm.
So.
You also said no to snow.
I
said yes to snow.
I'm always going to say no to snow.
I've walked in many a winter wonderland.
Have you?
Oh, yeah.
Was it really magical?
It was like magic. When snow falls. And it's beautiful, and it's magical, and it's snow times.
I don't necessarily...
And you can get a snow job.
That's racy for a Friday morning.
I know. Feeling a little saucy.
I don't mind snow, but I live in Texas, so we don't get much snow. We get ice.
You got DQ blizzards.
I'm down
with
those.
That's what I like about Texas.
DQ! I like that the NBC5 Texas Connexus guy and the DQ guy
are the
are
same
basically
guy.
The same guy.
Mm, they merge into one.
Uh-huh.
And they DQ Connexus, because that's what I like about Texas.
They just pump out the most Texas thing ever.
Yeah.
It's pretty awesome.
DQ blizzards. Pretty dang good. I haven't seen, like, a standalone DQ.
What else do you see one with?
Like, I've seen them in the mall,
mm-hmm.
but I haven't seen any DQs around.
I know there's one in Mesquite that stands alone by itself.
I like the concept of the DQ,
mm-hmm.
but I don't know where there is one.
They have Hunger Busters?
I want a Hunger Buster. I want some of their DQ chicken fingers. And then get a DQ Blizzard, chocolate M&M's Blizzard. Hell yeah.
I'd always go for the Butterfinger Blizzard.
Mm.
I love the Butterfinger Blizzard.
Well,
for some reason, like even like a cold marble slab and all that,
cold
I always
stone
go,
or marble slab.
Yeah, I always go for the Butterfinger. I should probably mix it up some, but I just can't force myself to eat another kind of candy bar in my ice cream outside of the Butterfinger.
Well, here's the deal. I don't like things in my ice cream because I feel like, for the most part, they lose their flavor because they're frozen.
Yeah.
And it's just basically a speed bump on my ice cream enjoyment.
Yeah, okay.
So, the last time I went into a Cold Stone Creamery, walked up to the counter, looked at the man, and I went, "Hi, one chocolate milkshake, please." And he went, "What do you want in it?" And I went, "Ice cream, milk, blender. And he went, you don't want like fudge, or we've got this thing, or we got that thing. I'm like, no, I want chocolate, ice cream, and milk, and I want it blended.
Did his head explode?
Oh my God. It was like I was just taking the Bible and burning it in front of him. He was like, but we have all these things. And I went, well, keep them to yourself there, Skippy.
Mm-hmm.
I want chocolate, ice cream, and milk.
I bet that's probably the same thing that happens at Starbucks.
Mm-hmm.
When you go in and you just tell the barista, I want a coffee, black.
Well, I feel like...
They probably can't... What?
Well, I feel like it used to be more like that when they would actually, like, brew coffee, but now it's just such a chain that I don't think that they care anymore. Like, when it first started and you were like, oh, they have fancy coffee,
mm-hmm.
then it was like, you can't go in there and be like, can I just get a cup of coffee? Nowadays, it's like, I don't think they're trying as hard.
Mm-hmm. Like they've made it.
Yeah, when they've made it. So in the beginning, when it was like, we've got this all this different type of coffee, and we've got all these ways to have it. Now it's just like, yeah, we just make coffee.
Right.
I'm just making coffee here, bro.
Yeah. If you don't like the way we do it here, you can walk 30 feet down to our other Starbucks.
And go to another one.
And you can ask them.
We're charging you $5 for something that costs us literally a penny.
Yeah. I don't drink coffee, so...
You drink tea with nothing in it.
I drink cold ass
plain tea.
Dirty water tea.
Dirty water, hot dog water tea.
Yeah, that's all I drink.
It's gross.
I will drink flavored teas. You know, like we have a spice tea here.
Iced tea or ice cube?
Oof.
I'm going cube.
Yeah.
Going cube all day.
I like iced tea.
Iced tea, ice cube, or vanilla ice?
Just depends on the mood, man. If I'm into, like, if I'm feeling hard, I'm going to go with ice cube. If I'm feeling like murder, I'm going to go with iced tea.
It's the same thing.
If I feel like redoing my house,
I'm going to go with vanilla ice.
I'm going to go with vanilla ice.
If I feel like watching a Ninja Turtles movie,
Vanilla ice. Feel like a little metal,
I'm
going to go cop killer. I'm going to go body count on you.
Yeah.
By the way, he was on Conan the other day. Interview funny, band terrible.
He was with Body Count.
Uh-huh. He talked
Isn't
about.
Isn't it weird that he was like this big cop killer thing, and he had that all that going on, and he plays a cop on TV?
I've always thought that was the weirdest thing ever.
Like,
there's a lot of weird things in the world, but when Ice-T started jumping on the small screen as a cop, mm-hmm. it made no sense to my brain because he got in so much hot water for cop killer back in the early 90s.
Mm. Is it irony? Is that what it is?
Yes.
It's pretty ironic.
Yeah.
Don't you think? A little too ironic.
Hmm.
I really do think.
Thanks, Alanis.
No problem.
Appreciate that.
I do what I can.
I saw a picture of her.
Recently?
Yeah. And she was on stage, and she was real fit and toned, and I thought, that can't be Alanis Morissette.
No, Alanis Morissette was like dating Ryan Reynolds for a while.
They were married.
Weren't they married?
Yeah.
He's been married like 3 times now.
He upgraded to Blake Lively.
Well, he was at ScarJo before Blake Lively.
Yeah. He was just motorboating that. That's all he
and
was doing with her.
And he's box office poison.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you put him in a movie, and it's going to fail.
He can't do any serious stuff. The only thing that he was really good in was...
That Buried Alive movie.
Oh, dude, I can't handle that.
That was so intense.
That's too much for me to watch.
All right, I have a question for the room, and this is something that...
He was in X-Men.
X-Men. No, he wasn't. He was in the bad X-Men movie.
What?
He was in the Wolverine movie.
The Wolverine movie, that's what it was.
All right, I've got a question to get off the...
Yeah, go for it.
Francis Bean Cobain.
Mm-hmm, this is awesome.
21.
Okay. Makes me feel old.
My question is she hot now? I'm now showing him a picture, the first picture that comes up on Google, and I can't determine if she's hot or not.
Really crazy.
She looks exactly like the combination of the two of them.
I mean, you look at Courtney, you look at Kurt, you see both.
Yeah.
At one point, Courtney was hot.
Oh, yeah.
Like when she was in Man on the Moon.
She looked great in that movie.
She looked great in that movie. She looked healthy. She didn't look all pilled out. She wasn't taking
like,
a...
That right there is Kurt Cobain face.
Yeah. I'm going to say hot.
I'm going to give that one a nod.
She's really smart. I liked what she said to that stupid Lana Del Rey who's like, I just wish I was dead. I want to kill myself.
I think Lana Del Rey is the worst.
She's a joke. I don't understand why people like that girl. She had the one stupid marginal hit song last year, did the weird thing on Saturday Night Live that sucked. And why is she famous?
Spin around in a circle.
Why is she famous?
Well, she's Born to Die. That's like the name of her album.
Just go.
Lana Del Rey, Lana Del sucks.
I like that Frances Bean Cobain just ripped her.
Ripped her.
Just like, hey, look, you know, there's nothing glamorous or cool about death. And you whiny little bitch.
We're really pushing the envelope today.
Yeah, yeah. See that envelope? Pushed.
Where is it? Oh, here it is. Hold on. Let me... Here's the envelope. Pushing it.
You're so pushing it.
Pushing the envelope.
Yeah, I'm going to go with hot.
Okay. What else you got going on in your head marbles?
So yesterday we... I made an announcement that you could buy Mr. Happy Pants on Amazon.
Okay, you can't, can you?
No, you can, but I didn't realize
that... Oh, where's my copy?
I didn't bring it, but I didn't realize that Larry, the guy who
Crazy
wrote
Larry.
It and put it all together, was waiting to make an announcement.
You are the biggest idiot ever.
So I post the link up on our page, and
goes,
we talk
hey.
About it, and he sends me a note, and he's like, yo, Holmes, I was going to wait to release that. Till we do this little party or whatever. And I was like, oh, my bad. I can take it down. He's like, no worries. And then suddenly I get a mass email from Larry. He's posting up online. He's doing all this stuff like, hey, you can go buy it. So I basically forced him to release that.
You idiot. You're such an idiot.
Well, I didn't mean to. I didn't know.
So
I'm sure we talked about it, but I forgot.
So I'm kind of in love with Trader Joe's.
Okay.
It's one cheap.
Right.
It's too good.
Yeah.
It's three, they have specula spread.
Yeah.
You ever had cookie butter?
I don't think so.
They make this buttery spread substance out of old, like, leftover gingerbread parts, and it is the best thing ever.
That sounds weird.
It's so good, though.
Gingerbread parts.
It's cookie butter. It's, like, you put it on a waffle. And I mixed it with Nutella last night.
Yeah.
And it was like the best thing I've put in my mouth.
So you mixed
two different spreads together. There it is. Try it. Try it right now. Put it in your mouth. Josh, you are the greatest. Put that in your mouth.
I'm not going to just dip my finger in there.
Hold on. Let me get a spoon.
Go get a spoon. All right. Speculoos cookie butter. A deliciously unusual spread reminiscent of gingerbread and made with crushed biscuits. Josh just comes out of nowhere with this stuff. Let me get a big heaping spoonful here.
Oh, it's so good. The segment for you, Tanner. So on a scale of 1 to this is the best thing ever, what do you give that?
I'll give it close to the best thing ever.
It's pretty much the best thing you put in your mouth.
That's pretty awesome.
Ah, it's so good. I love cookie butter.
So you took that and you mixed it with Nutella yesterday?
Yeah.
That's weird.
It was so good.
That's just a weird combination of things to eat. That's very Trey-like of you.
Putting two spreads together?
Yeah.
Cookie butter is the best thing ever, Claudia.
Who puts two spreads together and just eats it? Anything. Read the thing. It says you can put it on anything.
Put it on a waffle or a pancake.
Well, we just had a mouthgasm.
Mm-hmm. Is that... That's one of the best things I've ever had.
Mm-hmm.
I remember they have this waffle truck in Manhattan.
Take it away. It's Josh's. We'll give it back to Josh.
They have this waffle truck in Manhattan, mm-hmm. and they make you fresh waffles, like Belgian-style small waffles. And I had one with the first time I ever tried speculoos was on that truck, mm-hmm. and it was incredible. And it was like the way that they make their waffles, it was so good. And then they also made waffles that had...
Does that stuff melt? Like, does it melt like butter?
It gets gooier. Yeah, it doesn't melt like... It's more like an almond butter.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it gets like a little gooey.
Yeah.
But it doesn't get like melted.
Right.
It doesn't get melty.
Nothing gets melty.
But
there's not anything in the world that actually gets melty. Peace out, Nick.
Cheese does.
No. It's either melted...
It's cheese. Melty cheese.
Or it's just regular.
It's melty cheese.
No.
Yeah.
There's no such thing.
There is. But it gets a little melty, and you
nothing gets
it.
Melty. It melts.
Yeah,
but it gets, you put it on there, and it melts.
But that's what I'm saying.
Bit.
It gets melty, and you can spread it. So they put that on my waffle. It was so good. They also made a waffle that had bacon and syrup inside of the waffle.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah, I miss that freaking mm-hmm. food truck. And one day I was over at my friend Rob's house, and I walked outside, and it was parked right outside of his place.
Yes.
And I went, ah!
Yes.
And I got myself a waffle with speculoos on
it. That's one of the great things about food trucks is they don't give an F.
Yeah.
Like, they will put together the craziest combination of things.
It's a truck that only sells Belgian-style waffles.
That's awesome.
And they have the speculoos spread, and now you can get it at TJ's, and it's so good.
Ooh, you know what I'm doing tomorrow?
Getting a snip-snip?
No, not doing that. No. Way better than that. What I'm going to do is way better than that. Speaking of delicious foods,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to Durango, Colorado tomorrow to the Mac and Cheese Festival.
With Big Al Mac and Cheese?
Big Al Mac and Cheese. Going to the Mac and Cheese Festival. Going to eat it up, and it's going to be amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Craft beers.
Mm-hmm.
Beer!
So, here's a query.
Okay.
My check engine light was on. And it turned off today.
Okay.
Does that mean I don't have to check the engine anymore?
Might want to check the light.
That's a good point. That's a good point. I mean, I don't have anything to say to that.
That's the way I see it. Just check the light.
I don't want to check anything because
yeah.
I don't want to spend any more money on my car right now.
Okay.
I had a feeling because the last time I was there, the guy went, your fuel injectors probably need to be cleaned. And I went, okay, so I bought some fuel injector cleaner because he wanted to charge me $79.99 to do it. And I went, are you kidding me?
It's too expensive.
That's way too expensive.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous to do the same thing I'm going to do.
Yeah.
So I had a feeling that maybe the fuel injectors were kind of clearing themselves out,
mm-hmm.
and that's why the light was on. And
there
now
you.
That it's cleared out, I'll see. I'm going to keep monitoring it.
Yeah, you should.
With mine eyeballs.
Yeah, good.
My balls.
Yeah, my balls.
My balls.
I want to dip my balls in that speculoos.
Dude, how good is that speculoos spread?
Just walk over there and just take the top off and
make
dip your balls
Erica,
in it.
Make Erica breakfast one day and make her waffles and put speculoos spread on it. And then enjoy the sweet, sweet lovin' that's going to occur after that. Because she's going to be like Greg Jake Gibbons.
That's why I married that guy.
That's delicious.
Yeah. All right. Let's go have a weekend. Enjoy yourself. Have fun. Do things.
Have a weekend.
And boo out.
Join us next time on the Greg and Greg Show. Things will probably be just as weird.